The girl looked dazedly around, saw the mutilated body of her attacker, and staggered to her feet and ran off screaming, naked from the waist down. I knew I should have tried to stop her, but I couldn't find my voice, and my feet seemed nailed to the sidewalk. A tricycle door slammed, and Mary Gay was beside me.
"What happened?"
she gasped, seeing the dead man.
What was he doing?"
I just stood there, stupefied. I'd certainly seen enough death these past 2 years, but this was a different thing. There was nothing noble in being crushed to death by the failure of some electronic component, or in having your suit fail and freeze you solid, or even dying in a shootout with the incomprehensible enemy. But death seemed natural in that setting. Not on a quaint little street in old-fashioned London. Not for trying to steal what most people would give freely. Mary Gay was pulling my arm.
"We've got to get out of here. They'll brain wipe you."
She was right. I turned and took one step and fell to the concrete. I looked down at the leg that had betrayed me, and bright red blood was pulsing out of a small hole in my calf. Mary Gay tore a strip of cloth from her blouse and started to bind it. I remember thinking it wasn't a big enough wound to go into shock over, but my ears started to ring, and I got lightheaded, and everything went red and fuzzy. Before I went under, I heard a siren wailing in the distance. Fortunately, the police also picked up the girl, who was wandering down the street a few blocks away. They compared her version of the thing with mine, both of us under hypnosis. They let me go with a stern admonition to leave law enforcement up to professional law enforcers. I wanted to get out of the cities, just put a pack on my back and wander through the woods for a while, get my mind straightened out. So did Mary Gay. But we tried to make arrangements and found that the country was worse than the cities. Farms were practically armed camps, the areas between ruled by nomad gangs who survived by making lightning raids into villages and farms, murdering and plundering for a few minutes, and then fading back into the forest before help could arrive. Still, Britishers called their island the most civilized country in Europe. From what we'd heard about France and Spain and Germany, especially Germany, they were probably right. I talked it over with Mary Gay, and we decided to cut short our tour and go back to the States. We could finish the tour after we'd become acclimated to the 21st century. It was just too much foreignness to take in one dose. The dirigible line refunded most of our money, and we took a conventional suborbital flight back home. The high altitude made my leg throb, though it was nearly healed. They'd made great strides in the treatment of gunshot wounds in the past 20 years. Lots of practice. We split up at Ellis. Her description of commune life appealed to me more than the city. I made arrangements to join her after a week or so, and went back to Washington.